Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the way of the redeemed. That's the way of the redeemed, the way of holiness that we're to walk in. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. We walk in His way of His Word. We consecrate, dedicate ourselves to Him, separate ourselves from the world, and study the Word of God being transformed by the renewing of our mind. God says we need to be hearers and doers of His Word. Certainly, if we're a hearer and a doer, we submit ourselves to God. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We cast our cares upon Him. We deny ourselves and crucify the flesh. We guard our heart. These are things we've talked about in previous broadcasts. We put off the old man, put on that new man, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, and we are being sure that we are not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. We separate ourselves from all that's unclean. In fact, God says, cleanse yourself from all that filthiness of the flesh, and cleanse yourself from all the filthiness of the spirit as you cast out all those demonic spirits to perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord. The Word says that we're to be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. And if we learn to bridle our tongue, we won't deceive our heart. And the God says, don't speak evil about another. Follow peace, follow holiness, walk in love at all times in our life. We're going to pick up here and talk about more of the way of the redeemed, especially about the way we carry on our actions and in dealing with others especially. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 says this, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Don't do things with strife. Don't let yourself ever get into strife. That's all rooted in pride and vainglory. I'm wanting to do things because I want my own way. I demand what I want. And people will be argumentative trying to push their point. In lowliness of mind, we esteem each person better than themselves. If you have that kind of attitude, you'll always maintain a lowliness of mind, a meekness, a humility in dealing with people, and you'll never enter into strife. Strife is absolutely a no-no. Don't let yourself get into it. If you are one prone to that, you need to repent, get in the Word, and look up what the Scriptures say about it, cast out those spirits of strife, and be set free from that bondage. It goes on in verse 14 of Philippians 2. He says, do all things without murmurings and disputings. It doesn't do you any good to murmur and be a complainer, being one who's always a disputer, always have a negative reason of why, you know, coming against people time and time again to dispute. And I'll tell you, God wants you to put away that murmuring. Remember that when they murmured in the Old Testament, they were smitten by all those serpents. Judgment came. Destruction came. And if you murmur, you're going to give place to the devil. In fact, it is time for us to deal with ourselves. You know, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17, the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And I'll tell you, judgment has come to the house of God. God is wanting the body of Christ to clean up their own house, to clear their house in order, to walk in the ways of the Lord, to repent and turn around from sin. You know, we're supposed to have repented from all dead works and be ready to go on to perfection. We're to be sanctified. Jesus is coming back soon, and He's coming back for a church without spot, without wrinkle, one that is walking in the ways of the Word of God. You got to make the decision. You're going to walk in His ways. In Romans chapter 2, He talks about putting away judgment. We cannot be one who judges another. He says, you're inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein you judge another, you condemn yourself. For that you judge, the one that judges is doing the very same things. Be sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. You can't go around judging, being critical, fault-finding of others, and think that you're walking in the way of the redeemed. That's the way of the world. That's what the world does. You need to turn away from that judgmental attitude. In fact, in verse 3, he says, Think thou this, O man, that thou that judgest them which do such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Oh, no. Well, it's going to come upon you, because God's Word is the judge, and if you hearken to God's Word, you'll be blessed. But if you disobey God's word, then curses are going to come upon you. And if you're judging those that are doing things and you're continuing to do the same themselves, there will be judgment upon you. Matthew 7:1 says this, "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged." In the same way that you judge others, that's the measure that you bring against yourself. Otherwise, you'll take yourself out of the place of receiving mercy if you are judgmental. He says, "With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again." He says, "Why beholdest thou the mote that's in thy brother's eye, not considerest the beam that's in thine own eye?" Otherwise, you need to deal with yourself instead of looking at the problem in somebody else's eye. How wilt thou say to thy brother, "Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye"? Thou hypocrite. God says you're a hypocrite if you have this kind of attitude. First, cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast the mote out of thy brother's eye. God says it's time for you to turn away from judgment. Don't be one who walks in these ways. Hebrews 12:1 talks about another way that's important for the way of the redeemed. It says here that we are to lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience, that steadfastness, the race that is set before us. God says, lay aside every weight, everything that weighs you down, pulls you down, and that sin that so easily besets you, put it aside, and run with steadfastness the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He despised the shame and was set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And what did he do? He was not weary and faint in his mind, but instead he learned to come against sin. He strove against sin and even resisted unto the point of blood. Are you dealing with the areas of sin? Do you have a sin that so easily besets you? God says that you can overcome that thing. If you'll look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, he's the one that'll lead you in the right way. And if you'll strive against sin and resist it steadfast, it'll flee from you because sin has no dominion over you. You need to overcome those areas. I'll tell you, we got the power of God. We can overcome every area of bondage. So he says, lay aside every weight and deal with that sin that so easily besets you and start running with steadfastness. That steadfastness upon the word, that's what patient means. Patience means. And we're going to walk that walk of faith. In fact, we're going to be looking unto Jesus. He's the author, the beginner of that faith, and the finisher or the developer of our faith. And we're not going to be wearied and faint in our minds. You see, this is where you got to get strong in the word, especially established in your mind, so you don't waver, so you don't doubt, so you don't draw back. You don't give place to the devil in your mind. And you need to learn to be steadfast on the word, declare it is written, to resist the enemy and strive against that sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all?" We're running the race. This is the way of the redeemed. And it says, "One receives the prize, so run that you may obtain. And every man that strives for the mastery," that ought to be your attitude. The way of the redeemed is to walk in the way of holiness. We're going to strive for the mastery. Don't be one of those who just accepts the things that they have in their life and say, "Well, that's just the way I am." No, that's what the enemy's done in your life. God doesn't make you that way. The way you are is the way your spirit is. And your spirit is right with God. Your spirit doesn't get into strife, anger, resentment, bitterness, get depressed, get down, yield to sin, be all weighed down with weights and heaviness and cares and troubles and all these things. No, your spirit is the spirit of Christ that's dwelling in you. And there is perfection there. And what does God want us to do? He wants us to strive for the mastery. If you're going to strive for the mastery, you're going to be tempered. That means self-controlled in all things. And they do it for a corruptible crown, but we do it for the incorruptible. We're going to possess our inheritance that Jesus already bought and paid for us. It says you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith, though. He says, "I run not as uncertainly, and I fight not as one who beats the air." Otherwise, we are fighting against the demonic powers that are arrayed against it. Satan's forces. And in the heavenlies, we're dealing with principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. We're coming against the forces of darkness, and we are pulling them down. He says that I'm going to fight this fight. And he says also that I keep under my body, bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. I'll tell you, God wants you to keep your body under subjection. Don't let your flesh run you. The way of the redeemed doesn't include those that are walking in the way of the flesh. The way of the flesh is the way of the world. That's the way of sin and opens up the door for the demons to come in and bring all kinds of destruction in your life. The way of the redeemed is the way of walking in victory, and you must keep your body under subjection. Praise God. Another thing that's important for the way of the redeemed is dealing with your mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, he says this. Casting down imaginations, imagination means mental reasonings, casting down mental reasonings, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. This is very important. You need to learn to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You need to learn to discipline yourself, to not think on negative things. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having a readiness to revenge or avenge all disobedience. Where's the disobedience coming from? That's from the thoughts the devil gives you. Those are disobedient thoughts trying to lead you in the way of destruction. And it says you're going to avenge this when your obedience is fulfilled. Your obedience to what? Your obedience to casting down the imaginations and all the negative things the devil brings against you to try to get you off the Word of God. You must learn to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, because that is the way of the redeemed. The Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, not negativism, but of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. What is your mind tuned into? Start thinking on the positive things. Quit thinking on the negative things. You're giving place to the enemy, and you will not walk in the way of the redeemed if you give place to him. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says this, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Get your mind stayed upon the Lord. Get your mind thinking on good things, and take those thoughts captive so that you will be thinking on what God wants. You'll be choosing his way and walking in the way of the redeemed. We're going to talk more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. Close today. Do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.